Welcome to the Leader Formation Podcast, where we're changing the way leaders are formed from what they do with their hands to what God is doing in their hearts.
On the evening before Jesus was crucified, the day before he was crucified, he spent very significant time with his men. They were in what's called the upper room. And there he had a message for them. And I think that message is as relevant to us as it was to them. They live in the same kind of world that they did. They lived in the Roman Empire, and they lived in situations where they were subject to rejection. Today, we are living in a different kind of empire, but we are also facing the same kind of attitudes toward us that the Romans had toward the disciples. As business people, as pastors, as educators, you face some very significant things. And as a result, you need the same exact message that Jesus gave to his men. His message was not a message of recognition or congratulations or achievement or recognition or fame. Quite different. Instead, his message was a message of exhortation. Here is what I want you to do. When I'm gone, this is what I want you to do. His was a message of instruction. Here's what I want you to know. His was a message of preparation. I am getting you ready. His was a message of submission and a message of commitment that these men had to be committed to do what he wanted them to do. The most important thing of all this is that it is just as significant to us as it was to them. Because, as I said, we live in exactly the same kind of world. We have the same kind of people, the same kind of resistance. But we have the greatest opportunity that the body of Christ has ever had in history. We're in every country in the world, and we need to take advantage of this opportunity. We need to reach out to it. And so we've got to get the same message across to us as he gave to his men. Your needs are just as great as their needs were, because he wants us to do the same exact thing that they did, reach the world with his message and transform men and women so they are like him. For this reason, we must turn to this very message. And so I'm asking you to turn to John chapter 15. I want to look at verses 1 to 6 in John chapter 15, because this is the essential core of his message for his men. This is how he was preparing them. This is the primary emphasis that we have to have. He wants them to understand who he is, who the Father is, and who they are. And for that reason, he focuses in on identity. Who is he? Who is the Father? And as a result, who are we? He says in John chapter 15 and verse 1, it's a very familiar passage, I am the real thing. I am the real shepherd and my Father. I am the real vineland, vine itself. And the Father is the vine keeper. He's the one who takes care of the vine and evaluates it. So Jesus is the true vine. Now, in our world today, many people have commitment to many different vines. Many believers have commitment to many different vines. You may have commitment to many different vines. Many people want only safety. Many people want money. Many people want power. Many people want position. Many, you know, give me a PhD so I can write my own life the way I want to. Give me influence. Give me recognized recognition within my ministry. Give me security. Give me size. Give me fame. These are the things that many of us live for, even though we are believers in Jesus. We strive for this in business. We strive for this in our pursuit of our profession. We strive for this as pastors. And what Jesus is saying is this: if that's what you're living for, you're not living for the real thing. You're not living for the great vine. You're not pleasing the Father, who is the vine dresser. And so we need to say and live for what is true, what is real. Because we have to understand that if we follow Jesus the way he's calling us to, we're going to have some of the same experience that he had. We're going to have rejection. We're going to have at times loss of money. We're going to lose positions. We're going to lose recognition. We may lose influence. But in the process of that, we'll make a greater impact for Jesus if we are what he is through us. You see, that's the whole key to what we are doing with our lives. It is Christ in us living his life through us. And that's what he's teaching his men. He is saying, I am the true vine. My life flows through you. And that's how we have to live. That's what he's teaching them. He's teaching them to follow him. Now, the Father is the vine dresser. You know what the vine dresser does, and I'm sure you do. You know, he comes along and looks at the vine and says, okay, how's the vine doing? Let me see. Let me look at all the branches. Which branches are really productive? Which branches are doing what they can do and which are not? And we know what the vine dresser does with non-productive branches. And you don't want that to happen to you. So we are saying, we are looking at in this message, this study, we are looking at the reality of what the Father is saying about the branches who are part of the vine. That means there is accountability. We have an identity that requires us to have accountability. And so Jesus says, as he goes on in John 15:2, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. You will lose the opportunity for blessing. You will lose the opportunity for making a change in our world, because the Father is going to say to you, if you want to live the way the world lives in the name of Jesus, you're not going to be productive. You're not going to be a fruitful branch, as we're going to see. You're going to be a burning branch. You don't want that. You most definitely don't want that. But he says, every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes. A number of years ago, I was driving home from work, and we were living in a whole new development. And one of the things that the city of San Jose, where we lived in California, did was they planted trees in new homes. And we had bought a brand new home. And, you know, it was just a stick in the ground. And as I drove home one day, I looked ahead at where my neighbor lived, and I saw that he had cut away all the branches, and literally all he had was a stick coming straight out of the dirt that the city had provided for us. And I went into my wife and I said, our neighbor has just wiped himself out. That was March. When you got to July, it was very different. Our neighbor had branches that grew out, that provided shade, that had leaves on it. I had a stick coming out of the dirt. That's all I had. Because the vine dresser had made the right decision. And the great question that we have to face as men and women who are involved in leadership is, what are we going to be? A fruitful branch or a burning branch? That's the thing. that the Father wants us to gain His fruit and give up our fruitlessness. And so we have to be stepping into accountability, because that's what the Father is doing with us. We must seek the Father's fruit at great cost to us. You know, it's interesting. Many leaders seek dominance, but God wants us to have deliverance. Many leaders want to be what God wants us to be and deliver us from sin, but other leaders want to dominate others and want others to serve them and control them. That's not the kind of branches He wants us to be. Our job is to turn wolves into branches through Jesus, who lives and works through us. Many leaders seek independence of others. They don't want people holding them accountable. They don't want to be taken in and required to do things and told they did or they didn't do them. God, you see, wants us to be accountable. He wants us to seek accountability from Him. Many leaders want to have control over others. God wants us to be controlled by Him. He wants us to have dependence on Him to accomplish His purpose. Many leaders want to seek the recognition that God alone deserves. We need to be willing to give glory to Him and not seek our own. Many leaders seek a crown. God wants us to bear a cross. Leaders often want position, power. Take up your cross, Jesus said, though, and follow Me. In other words, lead the way Jesus leads. And it's radically different from the way many of us, whether in business, whether in education, whether in profession, whether in the pastorate, we want the position to be ours. We want the recognition to be ours. We want people to talk about us. But the reality is we need to influence people so they talk about Him, not us. That's what it means to bear fruit. Human crown always results in death. And many, many human leaders want a crown. But Jesus wants us to have a cross. We can only meet this if we understand that the way we are dependent, the way we become effective, is described for us in verse 3. Already, Jesus says, you are clean because of the word I have spoken to you. To see the way we become truly effective, true leaders, is through what Jesus said and who Jesus is. Jesus wants to lead us into methodology, into His kind of methods, into His kind of practices, into His kind of impact. And therefore, He says to us, abide in Me. That's what He says in verse 4. He says, if you abide in Me, you will be fruitful. But if we don't abide in Him, we will be fruitless. So to be in an abiding position, we have to have constant connection. Here is the branch. We are the vine. How do we be a productive branch? Excuse me. We are the branch. This is the vine. How do we become productive? We become productive by being constantly connected to the branch through the Word. That's how we become productive. He says, you have been made clean and you can abide in Me because of what I have said and because you have listened to Me. It's time in the Word. It's time in prayer. It's time in being disciplined. It's time in carrying out responsibility. But it's more than just that constant control. There's only one way we can have that constant control, and that is if we are desperately dependent. Constant control and desperate dependence enables us to abide in Christ. and enables us to be productive branches. So, if you want to be His kind of leader, it will only happen if you focus your thinking, your mind, your values on the Word. And if you consciously depend on Jesus to enable you to do what He calls you to do. So what is it you're going to be? Are you going to be a fruit-bearing branch? Or are you going to be a burning branch? You see, if you maintain identity with Jesus, so He is moving and working through you, if you recognize accountability and deal with sin in your life as I must in my life, if you are radically, desperately dependent on Him and not relying on yourself, and if you will turn away from the values of all the people around you for His values in you and through you, then you will be fruitful. If you pursue what He wants you to pursue, you become the men and women who bear His abundant fruit. You will go from no fruit to fruit to more fruit to much fruit. What could be greater than to have your life impact the lives of others in ways that transform them and change them and give them new life and new perspective, who save their marriages, who focus their careers, who make an impact in the name of Jesus? What could be greater than that?
Thanks for listening. Tell us your thoughts about our podcast on our Leader Formation Facebook page. You can find more resources at leaderformation.org, where we're changing the way leaders are formed from what they do with their hands to what God is doing in their hearts.